Today, Shir's Masechta Nazir on Daf Dalad. We will begin with the Gemara, following the Mishnah on Daf Gimel Amid Beis. We learned in yesterday's Mishnah that if someone made himself a Nazir from Chatzanim, from the grape seeds, or from the Zagim, the grape skins, or from Taglachas, shaving, or from Tumah, defiling himself to someone who had been Nifter, who had passed away, even though he only used one of these Isurim in order to make the Naziris, the Mishnah stated, Hareze Nazir v'chol dikduke Naziris olav. He is considered a full-fledged Nazir, and all the dinim that are connected with Naziris will be chal on him. He will be prohibited in anything that comes out of the grapevine, and he will be prohibited as well with shaving and with tumah. Says the Gemara now, Masnis into like Reb Shimon. Our mission is not going like Reb Shimon. It's going like the Chachamim, the Rabbanan, who argue on Reb Shimon. The Sanya, for we have learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon Oimer, Einoi Chayiv Ad Sheyidur Mikulam. He's only Chayiv if he makes himself a Nazir from all those prohibitions of a Nazir. As the Rush explains here, on the third last line in the right-hand column of the Rush, at the bottom of the Amud, of course, if he says, I am a Nazir, then that's all he needs to say. Because by saying Nazir, that includes within it all the prohibitions of a Nazir. However, as Reb Shimon will learn from the Psukim, if he starts being mefaret, he starts explaining precisely what he is prohibiting on himself, and he only says one of those things, then he's, according to Reb Shimon, he's not a Nazir at all. Einoi chayiv ad sheyidur mikulam. He's only a Nazir if he will be mefaret, he will specifically enumerate all of the various Isurim. Once he gets into that mode of being mefaret, then he has to be mefaret everything. V'rabbanan amri, the Rabbanan disagree, and they say, Afilu loin nazar, ela b'chad min hoin avi nazir. Even if he only made himself a nazir from one of the prohibitions, he becomes usher, as it says in our Mishnah, Harei zeh nazir v'chol dikduke nazir salav. He becomes a full-fledged nazir. Ask the Gemara, my time at the Reb Shimon, what is the reason why Reb Shimon says that he's not a Nazir at all, unless he's mefaret all of the Isurim Amar Kora? The Pasuk says, and this is a Pasuk in Bamidbar, Perik Vov, Pasuk Dalid, Kol Yemei Nizroi Mikoil Asher Yei Ose, Megefen Hayayin, Mechatsan and Badzag, Loi Yoichel. So Reb Shimon wants to understand, since the Pasuk already says that Mikoil Asher Yosa Megefen Hayayin, that anything that comes out from the grapevine he is prohibited in as a Nazir, why does the Torah go ahead and start explaining Mechatsanim V'Yadzag? If we look in the Rush, the second bottom line, that's how the Rush explains it. Amar Kro, I'm reading from the Rush. Mikol Asher Yosem Megefen Hayayin Mechatsan Vatzag. The Kivin Dechsev Mikol Asher Yosem Megefen Hayayin Loma Lisu Lemitah Mechatsan Vatzag. Loimar Elamai. Reb Shimon says this teaches us Shembo Lefaresh, that if he doesn't say I'm a Nazir, which would automatically include all the prohibitions, but he starts explaining what the prohibitions are, then he has to be mefarish everything. And then he adds the Rush, v'kiven the kapit kra achar tzanim v'zag hu adin nami ataglachas v'tuma. Once I see that the Pasuk is enumerating and getting into specifics, not only the grape seeds, the chatzanim, but also the grape skins, the zagim. So the Rush understands that in the sheet of Reb Shimon, it means, etc., that you have to go and be mefarate everything, the shaving and the tumah, everything has to be explained. V'rabbonon, now we go back to Rabbonon, what do they learn, my time, or what's their reason that even if he only says one thing, he's a Nazir on everything, Amar Kra, because there is another Pasuk there in Bamidbar, Perik Vav, Pasuk Gimel, the previous Pasuk, the previous one from the one that Reb Shimon used. The pasuk begins, Miyayin v'sheichar yazir. That he is making himself a nazir from yayin and sheichar. So the Rabbanan learned that you see that even though he is only making himself a nazir from yayin, that itself is yazir. That itself is an aziris. And the Rush speaks out the last four words of the Rush on the Yomid, the yayin v'sheichar chadhu. One might want to ask, well, you see, according to Rabbanan, you also have to be mefarit, because it says yayin and sheikhar. Yayin is regular wine. Sheikhar is aged old wine, strong wine. So it also is mefarit, says the Rush. No, it's a different type of wine, but it's wine. That's all inclusive in the word yayin. Even though it's mefarit sheikhar, it's not a separate item. Whereas chartzanim and zagim, those are two separate things. One is seeds and one is skins. And they're all included in the grapevine. Why was the Torah mefarited? That's Reb Shimon's basis for saying that you have to be mefarid each one. The Rabbana learn out from yayin v'sheicher, which they consider one thing, that even if I'm only ushering one thing, I'm ushering everything. And later in the sugya, the Gemara will explain what did the Rabbanan do with the pasuk that Reb Shimon brought. And now the Gemara wants to know what does Reb Shimon do with the pasuk that the Rabbanan brought. Reb Shimon nami yaksiv miyayin v'sheicher yazir, and answers the Gemara who meboyle lesser yayin mitzvah kiyayin rishos. The reason we need that pasuk is to teach you not that you could say one thing and all the Yisurim of Nazir Achal, but rather it's teaching you that there's a certain wine which you might have thought the Isser Naziris is not Chalon, Kamash Malon, that even Yayin of Mitzvah, which the Torah is telling you is a mitzvah for you to drink, once he makes himself a Nazir, he's not allowed to drink that wine. Lesser Yayin Mitzvah, Ki Yayin Arishas, to prohibit Yayin, which the Torah is telling you you have a mitzvah to drink, is just as prohibited to the Nazir as Yayin, which is Rishus, which is not a mitzvah to drink. It's not an iser to drink. It's not a mitzvah. It's a Rishus. It's up to me whether I want to drink the wine or not. So there, certainly, if one is a Nazir, one cannot drink Yayin or Rishus. Yayin v'sheicher teaches me that one should stay away from Yayin mitzvah as well. Mahi, asked the Gemara, what Yayin mitzvah are we referring to? Kiddushta v'avdalta, the yayin that is used for kiddush and avdalah, as the Mefaresh brings on the top of Dalet Amud Aleph in the Divrei HaMaskil. V'harei mushba v'yoymid, he brings the chsiv, zocher es yom haShabbos l'kachoy, and Chazal learn out, do we remember the Shabbos to be mekadosh at zochrei u'ala yayin? And then the Gemara there continues, the Gemara there in Pesachim continues, Ainli ela b'chnisasai b'yitziyas minayin. The Gemara brings a pasuk to show that not only Mekadesh HaShabbos in the entry of Shabbos, but even in the Yitzi of Shabbos, one needs wine for Avdolah as well. So this is the mitzvah, this is the yayin that's used for a mitzvah, which the Isser of Naziris prohibits. Ask the Gemara, there are various pshatim in the next piece of Gemara. We're going to learn it the way Tosfos does in Divrei HaMaskil, Mahi Kiddushta V'Avdalta. And we're going to learn it the way Tosfos thought originally the pshat in the Gemara is. Then Tosfos asks the question why that pshat cannot be the pshat. And then Tosfos gives a final pshat according to the Rabbeinu Tam. So let us begin the way Tosfos understood what the Gemara wants to say. According to Tosfos, the word harei here is not found in the Gemara. If you look at the Divrei HaMaskil of Tosfos, we find mahi kiddushta v'avdalta mushba v'oymed mar sinayu. The word harei is not here. So what is the question? Mushba v'oymed alav mehar sinai. The Gemara's question, the way Tosfos thought, is how could you tell me that yayin v'sheicher yazir is teaching us that a nazir is prohibited with wine of mitzvah? How could that be? Mushba v'oymed alav mehar sinai. He is commanded by Hashem with the mitzvah of drinking wine for kiddush and avdalah. How could the naziris go override that mitzvah, a person cannot make a shvua on something that he has an obligation that he's mechuyev to do. His guf is mechuyev to do this mitzvah. His guf can now not become prohibited to drink this wine, which is a mitzvah. So Gemara says, you're right. Ella ki hodam arava. You know what it means, a mitzvah. It's not the wine of Kiddush and Avdolah, but rather it's like this, which Rava taught us. Shvua she'eshta. A person made a shvua that he has to drink wine. The chazer v'amar reni nazir. And right afterwards he says, I want to be a nazir, and then I'll not be able to drink wine. I will not be able to fulfill what I just was makabel through a shvua by swearing that I was going to drink wine. The halacha is, asya naziris chayl al shvua, that the naziris, in this case, is chal on the shvua, and he's not allowed to drink the wine, which he just made a shvua that he's going to drink, and that's what I learned out from the pasuk of yayin v'shecher yazir. Now let us learn together this taisus, which is the fifth taisus on the Amid. Divrei HaMaskil, Mahi Kiddush of Avdalta, Mushba Voimin Mar Sinayu. The Kiddush HaYoyim D'Araisa. Kiddush HaYoyim is a Chiv D'Araisa. Ve'eich Tochol Olav Naziris. And Tosfos understood, the Gemara's Kasha, how could Naziris go again, override Kiddush, which is a D'Araisa? He's Mushba Voimin Mar Sinayu. He's Mechuyiv to do it. And Shua, the Naziris can't be Chal on that. The Kasha asked Tosfos to Adarab, just the opposite. What is the Gemara's problem if this is the Gemara's kasha? Just the opposite. That's what I need a chiddush of yain v'shecha yazir. I would have thought that he's mushba v'ayim ed mar sinai to drink wine for kiddush navdallah. Kamash malon, the pasuk says, no, we go against that normal rule that he's mushba v'ayim ed Meharsin, which means it's a din d'oraisa. We go against that rule and we say that he has to be a nazir even from that wine, which he's mushba v'yamin. That's why I need the limud. What's the Gemara's problem? V'yayit kasha, Tais has the second kasha. My mishani basar hachi, gan shen nishba lishtois, v'chazir v'nader ben nazir, da'asi naziris v'chayel al shvua. How does the Gemara say, Ella, I'll give you a pshat like Rava, that he made a shvua to drink wine, and then he said, I want to be a nazir, that the naziris is chal on the shvua. How are you making it better from the case of yain of kiddush? Mikol makam tikshu loy harei mushba v'yomid mar sinai. Kloimer, de'ein mushba v'yomid gadol mizeh shen nishba lishtais. What are you accomplishing with Rava? Oh, I'll give you a new pshat in yain v'shecher yazir, that if he made a shvua to drink wine, that now when he's Makabal Naziris, the Naziris trumps over that Shvua, and he's not allowed to drink the wine. What do you mean? The same Kasha that the Gemara originally had on Kiddush and Avdalah goes on this Shvua. There is no bigger Mushba V'yayimit from someone who swore that he's going to do something, I'm going to drink, and now you want the Naziris to be Chal on that Shvua. How could the Naziris be Chal? He's Mushba V'yayimit from Har Sinai to keep what he swore. So what is the Gemara's teretz better than the case of Kiddush Avdalah, asked Isis? V'yoyd kasha, a third kasha. The Kiddush HaYoyim lav d'oraisahu. What are we saying that it's telling you that there's Naziris, is chal on the mitzvah of Kiddush for Yayin, which is a d'oraisa, and yet if you're a Nazir, you can't keep that mitzvah. What's Gemara asking? It's Mushba V'oymed Mar Sinai. Kiddush HaYoyim is not d'oraisa. The Nehei Nami Dechsev Zachor V'Dashin is Zachor El Yayin. Asmachtu, that which the Mefarish brought from the Gemara and Pesachim, Daf Kuf Vav, says Tosfos, that's only a Derabbanan. Yes, you have to be Mekadesh HaShabbos M'Doraisa, but that's just to mention it. But that which is Zachoreyu Al HaYayin, you mention it over wine, that which we learn from the Pasuk, is only an asmach, that's a remez, but it doesn't have a din d'oraisa. So what's Gemara's whole question here? He's mushba v'yayimit at Mar Sinai. Therefore, because of these questions and other Rishonim have more questions, even if you'll say yayin for Kiddush is d'oraisa, but yayin for Havdol is not d'oraisa, there are many Rishonim hold that Havdol itself is not a d'oraisa, and even if the Rambam holds that Havdol is d'oraisa, but the yayin for Havdol is not d'oraisa, So there are many, many questions according to the Pshat that Tosfos thought in the Gemara, and that's why Tosfos now says, because of all these questions, L'chein Nirul Rabbeinu Tam, Degarsin and Bitmiya. We put in the word, we add a word. We, in our Gemara, we'll take out the word Harei, and we'll put in the word V'chi. According to the Tosfos Girsa, there was no Harei, there was no V'chi, but now we're putting in, according to Rabbeinu Tam, the word V'chi. V'chi Mujba V'aymed Mar Sinai, Klaimer, Lama Likra Miyuter, Lesser Yain Mitzvah. What do I need this whole limit of Yain V'sheicher Yazir to teach me that Yain Mitzvah is Usher for an Usher? What do I need a Pasuk? V'chi Mujba Allah, are you then Mechuyiv Midaraisa to drink wine? You're not. It's only on a smach to be yama. So of course the Naziris is chal and prevents you from drinking the wine, which is only a din derabbanan. The Gemara is asking, I don't understand what you're talking about. V'chi mushba v'yoymet alav mi'ar sinai. Is he then mushba? He's not. So what's your problem? So the Gemara, and it continues Taisus, and the hated kiddush yom deraisa ala yayin lav deraisa. On yayin it's not deraisa. It's a chreo ala yayin a smachta. Now the Gemara's teretz is excellent. He swore that he's going to drink. Has nothing to do with Kiddush on Shabbos. Now the Gemara has a beautiful Shakla Vitarya. The Gemara was asking that Kiddush for Avdol and Kiddush for Yain for Kiddush and Yain for Abdullah is not a deraisa, so what do I need an extra limit? Herod says, I need an extra limit for a case where he made a shvua to drink, and now that's a deraisa. He has to keep what he swore, and now the Naziris is stronger than that shvua, and he will be usher to keep his shvua because of the Naziris. Where do I learn it from? The pasuk of Yain v'shecher Yazir continues the Gemara of Rabbanan Nami. Now that we know what the Yain Mitzvah is, when he made a Shua to drink, and that's what the Pasuk is prohibiting, so where did the Rabbanan know that from? How can they use Yain V'Sheicher to teach you that if Nazir was Mekabel one Isser, it makes him Chayiv in all Dini Naziris? I need that Pasuk to teach me that Yain Mitzvah is Usser to a Nazir like Yain Rishus. Answers the Rabbanan, Im Kain Lemakrom Miyayin. My v'sheicher shamet mina tarti. The Rabbanan say, if all you needed yain v'sheicher is to teach you the halacha to aser yain mitzvah ki yain rishus, we could learn that from the word yain. Why do I also have yain v'sheicher? Must be shamet mitarti. I learned two halachas. The first halacha is that yain mitzvah is aser like yain rishus. The second halacha is that yain v'sheicher, which the Rush told us before, are considered like one entity. If someone was mefarate that one thing, he becomes usher in all dine naziris. Rab Shimon, hayne time at a cost of sheicher. The Rab Shimon says, no, you cannot learn out what the chachamim want to learn, that one thing is enough to make you chayv in all dine naziris. The reason I have the extra word sheicher is to make exer shava. La lufe, to teach sheicher, sheicher l'migdash. There is an issur where a person, a kohen who is shikur, is not allowed to enter the migdash, the base of migdash, to do the avoda. If he does so, he's chayv misa b'dei shemayim. And now we would like to know, what does the word sheicher mean? Does the word sheicher mean old aged wine, strong wine? Or could it in fact mean other beverages that would make a person shikur? So we learn out from the Gzeir Shavar of Sheikher Sheikher, Sheikher that we find by Nazir, to Sheikher that we find by Megdish, Tichsiv, because we find in Vayikra, Perik Yud, Pasuk Tes, that Hashem said, Yayin v'Sheikher al teisht ato v'necha itoch, b'voyachem el oil moed, v'loy samusu chukasom v'doriseichem, that Aaron and his children are not allowed to drink Yayin and Sheikher. So we learn out the chsiv, back to the Gemara, Yain v'sheicher al teisht ato v'necha itoch ma gabi nazir, Yain hu delitzer, avoshar mashkin loi. So Reb Shimon learns, just like by a nazir, Yain, only Yain is usher, but shar mashkin not. And what does sheicher mean? Old, aged, strong wine, but not shar mashkin. Af gabe migdish nabi, concerning the isser of entering the migdish, being a shikur, yayin hu delitzer, yayin is usher, of a shar mashkin, and hamishtak v'loy, but other mashkin, which are intoxicating, not. That's what Reb Shimon will use this for, and not to teach you that one, if a Nazir ushered one thing on himself, he ushers everything on himself. This will exclude the din of Reb Yudah. The sign we learned in Abraist, Reb Yudah Aymer. Ochel Tvela Ki'ilis, the Mepharish says Ki'ilis is Shem Makam. If he ate a Tvela, if he ate a date from the city of Ki'ilis, Devela is a pressed fig. Yes, he ate pressed figs from the city of Kilis, and those pressed figs were intoxicating. Vishasadvash, or he drank certain kinds of honey or honey derivatives, which also will make the person on a high. Vicholov, or milk, which will make his mind foggy and drowsy. Vinichlis lamigdish, he'll go into the migdish. He is chayiv. That's a sheet of Rebuta. That sheikhor includes shar mashkim. Rav Samson Rafal Hirsch gives us the hashkafa behind this halacha, and in fact, the Rambam paskins like Rav Yehuda that Shar Mashkin there's also an Isser. However, the Rambam says that by Shar Mashkin it's different than Yain V'Sheicher, because Yain V'Sheicher is Misa B'Dei Shumayim, and the Avoda that he does, the Kohen does, is Pasul. Whereas by Shar Mashkin there's only Malkus, there's no Misa B'Dei Shumayim, and the Avoda is Ksheirim. But Reb Samson Shmuel Hirsch explains that Hashem does not want the Kohen to receive Kedusha in the Beis HaMikdash and transmit that Kedusha to Klal Yisrael in a state of being high. Hashem wants the Kohen to receive the Kedusha in a normal living, in a very determined, normal lifestyle. And in that way, he incorporates the Kedusha in his normal living, and then he's able to transmit it to Klal Yisrael. Ibo Yisema, I have another teretz to Reb Shimon. And this is to answer the question that we are speaking about, which is why Sheikhar is mentioned. The Rabbanan learned from that one Isser of another prohibits him in all Isserim. Reb Shimon disagrees with that. He has a different limud from Chartzan and Matzagim, that once you're Mefard, you have to Mefard each one. But what do I use Sheikha for, according to Reb Shimon? Ibai Yisem, Reb Shimon, Lesle Isser Chal Isser. We are going to have two Pshatim in this Gemara. One is Taisus Pshat, and one is what the Rush brings down from the Rabbeinu Tam, although at the end of the Rush he agrees with Taisus. Let us begin with the way Taisus learns these next few lines. Ibai Seima, Reb Shimon Lesle Isser Chalal Isser. Reb Shimon holds that one Isser cannot be Chal, cannot land on top of another Isser. If something is already prohibited because of one Isser in the Torah, and the person transgressed that, he ate something he wasn't allowed to eat, and now we want another Isser to be chal on that first one, Reb Shimon Shita is that we say, Ein Isser chal al Isser. The Sanya we learned in a Braisa, Reb Shimon Aymer, Ha'oichel Nevela B'Yom HaKippurim, if something had on an Isser Nevela, there was no proper Shechita done to this meat. And now Yom Kippur comes, and he ate the Nevela. So he's over that Isser. Should he also be over on the Isser of eating on Yom Kippur? According to Reb Shimon, the din is that Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So the way Taisus and Divrei Maskil Reb Shimon, Lesle Isser Chalal Isser, explains it, that all over Shas Reb Shimon Shita is that Ein Isser Chalal Isser. And therefore, if it would not be for the extra word of Sheikhar, I would have said that where a person made a shvua not to drink. In the Gemara's previous teretz, we were speaking about where somebody made a shvua to drink, and then we said that the Isser Naziris is chal on his shvua to drink, and he will not be able to fulfill his shvua. Now we are learning in Reb Shimon, it's a case where a person swore not to drink, and then he made himself a Nazir and he drank wine. Will he be chayv on the Naziris? So I would have thought, rule of thumb, according to Reb Shimon, b'chol ha-toyra, just like we find by Nevela and Yom Kippur, that ain't Isser Chal Isser. So I would have thought the Isser Naziris is not chal on the Isser of the Shvua. Kamash Malon, that's what the extra pasuk of Yayin V'Shecher, that if he swore not to drink this cup of wine, and then he became a Nazir, and he drank the wine that he gets Malkus for two, one for Shvua, and the second for Naziris. So this is the pshat according to the Tosfos, that Reb Shimon all over holds Ein Issachal Isser. That's what the pasuk here is Marba, that he will be chayiv for the Sheikher, he will be chayiv for Nazir, and not only will he be chayiv for the Shvua that he said not to drink, and he drank, but he'll be chayiv for the specific Isser of Naziris as well, an exception to the rule, B'chol HaTar Kula of Reb Shimon of Ein Issachal Isser. However, the Rush brings down the pshat from Rabbeinu Tam, that what the Gemara is trying to say here is that where does Reb Shimon know the halacha of Ein Isser Chalal Isser? That's from over here, as the Rush brings down, that a Nazir who drank wine on Yom Kippur, he will not be chayiv from Yom Kippur. The Isser of Yom Kippur will not be chal on the Isser of Nazir. And how do you know it from? You know it from the pasuk of Yain v'Sheicher Yazir, that he'll only be over for Sheicher on Yom Kippur. He will not be over for Yom Kippur. From here we learn out, Ein Isser Chal Al Isser. However, the Rush does not like the pshat of Rabbeinu Tam, which, by the way, is diametrically opposed to Tosfos. According to Tosfos, here it's an exception to the rule that B'chol HaTar Kula Reb Shimon says Ein Isser Chal Isser, and here the pasuk teaches me Sheicher, the extra word teaches me that here we will say Isser Chal Isser. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this is the source for Reb Shimon B'chol HaTar then Ein Isser Chal Isser. However, on that the Rush asks that we have a Gemara in Chulin which teaches us that the source of Reb Shimon, Shmuel says, is from a different pasuk. And it would be against the way Rabbeinu Tam is learning the pshat in our Gemara. Elamai the Rush says, I agree with the way Tosfos learns this Gemara, that this is an exception to the rule of Ein Isser Chal Isser. Here we say that Isser Chal Al Isser. Now we go back to the Gemara. The Gemara asks on the Rabbanan. Well, the Rabbanan, Nami Yaksiv Mekar L'Sher Yei Osam. Yigefen Ayayin. What do the Rabbanan, now that we know how Reb Shimon learns the Rabbanan's Pasuk, how do the Rabbanan learn Reb Shimon's Pasuk? Reb Shimon had a good diak. It says anything that comes out of the grapevine should be Osir, and then the Pasuk is Mefaret, Chartzanim, and Zagim. Elamai, it must teach you that if you are Mefaret each Isser, you have to be Mefaret all the Isurim of a Nazir. If you did only one, there is no Naziris. So what do the Rabbanan do with that limit? Amri lach Rabbanan will tell you, Hasam limud al Isur Nazir shem etzar from Zem Zeh. There it's teaching you that all of these things can be mitzar from one to another. You need a kezias to be over on the Isur, so you can take a little of each thing and it'll make you over on the Isur. That's what I need the pasuk for, not what Reb Shimon says, that you have to mefarate each individual Isser. Reb Shimon, what about Reb Shimon? What does he do with what the Rabbanan say about Tziruf? Leslie Tziruf. He doesn't hold Tziruf by Naziris as Tosfos explains here in the first wide line, Reb Shimon less late Tziruf. Of course, by other Yisurim like Dam and Chalev, he will hold of Tziruf. Because when does Reb Shimon hold of Tziruf? As the Gemara continues, the Sanya, Reb Shimon Oimer, Kol Shula Malkus, that by Isser Naziris, the Isser to get Malkus is even a Kol Shu. Like Amru Kizayis, when did they say you need a Shir of Kizayis? El Inyan Korban, only to bring a Korban Chattas. As Tosfos explains, Lamashon, by Dam and Chalev, where B'mezid the Einish is Koresh. So B'shoigeg the Isser is a Korban Chattas, and then only for the Shoigeg case do you need a Kizayis to be Chayiv the Korban Chattas. But here, by Naziris, it's different than Dam and Chalev. Here by Naziris, there is no Isser of Koris B'mezid. The Isser B'mezid is Malkus. Since there's no Isser B'mezid of Koris, there's no Korban B'shoigeg. And the only time you need a Kezayis is when there is a Korban Chattas B'shoigeg, which doesn't apply to Naziris, since Naziris B'mezid does not have Koris as Malkus. So Mela, the Mezid needs only a Kol Shehu. There is no Korban which requires a Kezias, so Legabe Dine Naziris holds Reb Shimon. I don't need Sirif of all these things up to Akzais. Therefore, I have the Pasuk to teach me what Rav Shimon wants to learn from the Pasuk, which is that if I asur myself on one inyan of Naziris, it is as if it is not sufficient to make me a Nazir until I am mefarate each and every Isser concerning Naziris. And now we begin a new Mishnah. We begin with a short Akdama that we have been learning about Naziris, Stam Naziris, which is Shloishim Yoim. However, there is another, two other types of Naziris, which the next two Mishnayis are going to learn. One is Nazir Oilam, and one is Nazir Shimshin. Nazir Oilam we will get into in the next Mishnah. Let us begin with Nazir Shimshin. Nazir Shimshin, the halachas are that he's usher forever in shaving his hair, as Shimshin was. He's usher to drink wine. However, he is mutter l'tame l'mesim. How do we know he's mutter l'tame l'mesim? We will see the sugya on Amud Beis. Our mission is discussing what does a person have to say to make himself a Nazir Shimshin with all its dinim. If he says, Hareini kishimshin, I should be like Shimshin, or Kiben Manoyach, or like Shimshin's father, Manoyach, the son of Manoyach. Kibal Delilah, like the husband of Delilah, which was Shimshin. And I'm going to be Goris the way Tosfos, the Rabbeinu Tam, is Goris, and we will explain this Girsa when we learn the Tosfos. Ooh, Kimisha Akardalsis Azza, like the person Shimshin. Then as we're adding a vav, ukimi shakardalsis azo, one night he was surrounded. And Shimshin got up in the middle of the night, and he left the town. They wanted to kill him, and there were doors, locked doors in his way, just ripped up the doors and went off with the doors. So if someone says that, well, that's Nazir Shimshin. Ukimi shenikru plishma seinev. I should be like someone who the plishim knocked out his eyes. Who was that? That was Shimshin. Harezen, Nazir Shimshin. In all these cases, he is a Nazir Shimshin. Ask the Gemara, Lamali Lamisni Kol Halein. We're going to learn the way Tosfos learns. Why is it necessary to give me all of these details, all of these various cases? What are you teaching me by that? Just say a few of the details that he's a Nazir Shimshin. The Gemara answers, Tzrichi. We need all of them. Di Omer Hareini Kishimshin. If it would say, I am like Shimshin, Hava Mine Shimshin Acharina, that it's a different Shimshin. Kamash Malanki Ben Manoyach. Therefore, it tells you that I'm also like Ben Manoyach. The way the Rabbeinu Tam learns, the Pshat is, he must now say these two things together, Shimshin and Ben Manoyach. But that's not enough, the way Rabbeinu Tam learns. Ve'i Tonik Ben Manoyach. And if it would say, Kishimshon ben Manoyach, that's also not enough. Hava mina ikademiskri hachi. There are other people that have the name Shimshon ben Manoyach. And Mimela, just because I say I want to be Shimshon ben Manoyach, who says I want to be a Nazir Shimshon? Maybe I want to be a Shimshon ben Manoyach who was Makabal Nazirs for 30 days. Kamash Malon, therefore we have the last three details of the Mishnah. Kebal Delilah. And here you see in the Gemara itself, although we don't have it in the Mishnah, we put in the Vav here, and Rabbeinu Tam says that actually the third case, the middle case, the Gemara was brief and left out the case of but all three are included. And what does the Gemara mean? The way Rabbeinu Tam explains that the first two, Shimshin and Ben Benoyach, that you must say, because it could be somebody else, but Shimshin Ben Benoyach is not enough. You have to say one of the three other details. You have to say Shimshin Ben Benoyach, the Baal Delilah. Ooh, Kimi Shakadalsis Aza means oi, or you have to give the detail, the third detail, the one who uprooted the doors of Aza. Ooh, Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Asenev, or you have to give the one who the Plishtim knocked out his eyes. So, bottom line, according to Tosfos, the first two things are a prerequisite. Without it, you cannot become a Nazir Shimshin. You have to say, I want to be like Shimshin ben Manoyach, and then you have to add a choice of one of the remaining three details, either Kabal Delilah, or Kimisha Akra Dalsas Aza, or Kimisha Nikru Plishtim Asenev. However, the Meiri does not learn Pshat in this way. The Meiri learns that the Gemara's Kasha was, of course, all of these five details, any one of them is enough to make him a Nazir Shimshon. So why do you have to say all five? And let's see how the Miri learns it inside, starting from the Gemara again. Lomeli lemis nikol halein tzrichi diom areni kishimshon avamina shimshon achrina. And therefore, I would think shimshon is not enough. Kamashmala, and now the Miri takes out the words keben manayach. Kamashmala, and that shimshon is enough. V'itana keben manayach. If it would say keben manayach alone, not like we learned in Tosfos kishimshon ben manayach. If it would say keben manayach avamina ikdim iskari achrina. Somebody else is called ben manayach. Kamashmala, and that it's enough to say ben manayach. And then the Miri explains, not only is Shem Etzem, the person's name itself, referring to Shimshon ben Manayach, but even if I said a Shem Toyar, I said an adjective, I said that one who had his eyes knocked out, or who was the wife of the husband of Delilah, or who ripped up the doors and put it on his back by Azah, any one of those three descriptions, Shem Toyer, is also sufficient. According to the Miri, if you say any one of these, it's enough to make yourself a Nazir. Continues the next Mishnah. Ma be Nazir Oilam, Nazir Shimshon. What's the difference between a Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon? The Gemara is going to ask, Nazir Oilam, Mandachar Shmei. We never even spoke about Nazir Oilam. You tell me, what's the difference? First, put down that there is such a thing as a Nazir Oilam. We'll see how the Gemara handles that after the Mishnah. But the Gemara here wants to know, what different halachas are there between a Nazir Oilam, a Nazir who's permanent, and a Nazir Shimshon? The Mishnah answers, Nazir Oilam, Hich Betzari, Mekel Betar. If his hair is very heavy on him, he can lighten it with a razor. And Tosfos tells us in Divrei Amaskel Nazir Oilam, four lines from the bottom of the Yomud, V'loy Megaleich Ligamri Kav Shalom, Shalai Gilich Ligamri Sharei Nitla Basari. Avshalom was a Nazir Oilam. So even though he was allowed to lighten his hair, but he had to leave a lot of it on, so much so that he got hung up on the tree because the hair caught onto the tree. So that is the halacha by a Nazir Oilam. He can make his hair lighter, but he can't shave it off completely. And when he makes his hair lighter, maybe Shalosh Behemoth, just like when a regular Nazir finishes his amount of Naziris, he brings three Behemoths, which are one for an Oilam, one for Chatz, one for Shlomim. The same thing a Nazir Oilam, who lightens his hair, has to bring these three animals as a korban. Ve'im nitma, and if the Nazir Oilam became tummy, maybe korban tumma. Then he has to bring the korban tumma, which the bottom Tosfos tells us, we see in Asmachta from Avshalom, Tosfos first of all tells us, because Avshalom says, Ashalom nidri, let me pay my netter, which was a chattis, an oil, and a shlamim. And Korban Tumah says twice of it, Shtei Torim V'Ashem, two birds and an Ashem. So the same thing, if the Nazir Oilam becomes Tumah, he has to bring the Korban Tumah of a Nazir. Nazir Shimshon, now the Mishnah tells us, what is a Nazir Shimshon? The Dinim, Hich Betzari Einamekel, he cannot lighten his hair. Shimshon had to have the heavy hair forever. The imnitma, and if he became tummy, and it may be korban tumah, he does not bring the korban tumah of a nazir, because the Gemara will explain to us, even though the lashon of the Mishnah is imnitma b'dyeved he became tummy, but really the halach is that there is no din tumah, even lechatchila he's allowed to be matama lemesim, and he doesn't bring a korban tumah if he was matama, but he's in fact allowed lechatchila to be matama. Frag the Gemara, Nazir Oilam Mandachar Shmei, as we mentioned in the Mishnah. The Gemara immediately asks, you're telling me what's the difference between Nazir Oilam and Nazir Shimshon? I don't know anything about a Nazir Oilam. Who mentioned it? First mentioned Nazir Oilam. The Gemara says, you're right. Suri Matzir Rakhtani, there are words missing from the Mishnah. Oimer Harei Nazir Oilam. Somebody says, I'm a Nazir forever. Harei Zen. Nazir Debach puts in the word Oilam. Ma bein Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon. What, in fact, is the difference between Nazir Olam and Nazir Shimshon? Now our Mishnah picks up the way we have the Girsa, without these missing words. Now that you've told me there is a permanent type of Nazir, what, in fact, is the difference between a Nazir Olam and a Nazir Shimshon? Nazir Olam hichbitzar mekel batar. A Nazir Olam, if his hair got too heavy, he can make it light with a razor. Umevi shalosh bemis, he brings three animals for a korban. Ve'im nitma, and if he became tummy, maybe korban tumah. Nazir Shimshon hichbitzari einai mekel batar. Number one, he's not mekel bisar. He has to leave it heavy forever. Ve'enu mevi korban tumah, as we turn to daf dalet amud beis, he does not bring a korban tumah at all. And the Gemara now is going to discuss what does that mean that he does not bring a korban tumah. Continues the Gemara, korban hu deloy maisi. The Gemara makes a diuk that the Mishnah is telling you that you don't have to bring a korban. Aval naziris chalale, but naziris concerning the issur of tumah is chal. In other words, the Gemara understands that the lashon of the Mishnah is b'dieved if he was matam himself, which he wasn't supposed to do, because the naziris concerning tumah was chal on him. Then he doesn't have to bring a korban. Money, who's our Mishnah going like? Masnisa like Rabbi Yehuda, v'lai Rabbi Shimon. It's not going like, neither like Rabbi Yehuda, nor like Rabbi Shimon. The sign we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Yehuda, Oimer, Nazir, Shimshin, Mutter, Latama, Lemesim. Rabbi Yehuda holds that someone who's makabal upon himself to be a Nazir like Shimshin is allowed, Lechatchila, to be Matama, Lemesim. Shekei Matzinu, Bishimshin, Shenitma. We find that Shimshin himself, as the Gemara at the bottom of the Amud, will show us that Shimshin himself was Matama, Lemesim. That's a shita of Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Oimer, Oimer, Nazir Shimshon, Lo Yomer Klum. Shaloi Matzinu B'Shimshon, Sheyotzas Naziris Mipiv. Rabbi Shimon's shita is that when a person makes himself a Nazir like Shimshon, he's really saying nothing, because we never found that Shimshon ever made a Naziris, according to the shita of Rabbi Shimon. And as Taisus, the second Taisus, Divra Maslil Shalom Atzinu tells us, Kloimer, Loi Nazir ben Nazir, Elami Bet and Imoi Hayan Nazir ben Nazir. He was a Nazir, as the Pasuk says, Ki Nazir Eli Kim Yia Narmen Abetan. The Malach told Manayach and his wife that your child will be, as soon as he's born, a Nazir. And that was dictated on Shimshon by Hashem through the Malach. And we require, as Taisus brings down from the Dorm, Daf Yudalid Vanan Bein and Shiyidu Bedover Another. When a person wants to prohibit something upon himself, as far as the Dorm is concerned, he has to use an item that someone else made a netter, that someone made a netter on, but not something which is prohibited from the Torah. That's called a Dover Oser. Taisus brings down, K'moy ha'reini k'zeh sh'nader b'nazir, k'hir ha'shinin, ki yidor neder, ad she'yidor b'dover another. You want to usher this item like that item. The item that you are being matvisit with had to be an item that was made usher by someone, not an item that is prohibited already from the Torah. So here, Shimshon's Naziris is not something that Shimshon brought upon himself. It was dictated upon Shimshon by Hashem. That's a Dover Oser, holds Rab Shimon. That if someone wants to become a Nazir like Shimon, like Shimshon, in fact, he's not becoming a Nazir at all, because it's a Dover Ha-Oser and not a Dover Anadir. The Naziris is not Chal. So Mani says the Gemara, who's our Mishnah going like? Rabbi Yehuda, if our Mishnah going like Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that even L'chatchila, the Shimshon was allowed to be Matame, and someone who's a Nazir like Shimshon is allowed to be Matame L'chatchila. Ha-Amar Afil L'chatchila, U'masnisin K'tani, Im Nitma. Our Mishnah says only B'diyevit, which would seem to indicate L'chatchila, he should not be Matame. But if he was Matame, he's potter from a carbon. But according to Rabbi Yehuda, he's even allowed L'chatchila to be Matame. Can't be going like Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon, if our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Shimon, ho amar lechadal of Nazir's klal. Rabbi Shimon holds that Nazir's Shimshon is a Dover Oser, and therefore there's no Nazir's klal at all. And our Mishnah says there is a Nazir's klal. It's only b'dieved if he was matami, he doesn't have to bring a korban. And so the Gemara loved him Rabbi Yehuda. Really, our Mishnah is going like Rabbi Yehuda. So what was your question, that it's mashma, it's only mutter b'dieved, but lechadchila he should not have been matami? No, really, it's mutter lechadchila. Va'aydi diktani gabi Nazir oylam im nitma, since by Nazir oylam ulam, it is an iser to be metame. And therefore, the Mishnah told you, im nitma, what happens if he didn't do what he was supposed to and he did become tame? Then the Mishnah says he has to bring the korbanos of a nazir tame. So therefore, since that lashon was cited in the Mishnah concerning nazir olam, tananami, gabi nazir shimshon, im nitma. What is the din by nazir shimshon, im nitma? But really, it's even mutter, lechatchil, and the Mishnah is going like a Yehuda. Says the Gemara, Lame Plukta the Hani Tanoi Kamifli. Maybe the machlokes in our which we just discussed between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon is a machlokes of the following Tanoi and this not. We learned in the Mishnah. Harei like it b'chor, if a person wants to prohibit upon himself like a b'chor, just like a b'chor is mugdash to the base of migdash, so this item should be like a b'chor. Rabbi Yaakov says that his netter is effective. He was minadev in a davar ha. Well, the Gemara is learning right now that b'chor is a davar ha usser. Because you don't make it into a Bechor, it becomes a Bechor automatically, and yet it's good. Apparently, Rabbi Yaakov holds you don't need Nadur Bedavar ha Nadur. Even Nadur Bedavar Asr is also effective. Rabbi Yossi Matir. Rabbi Yossi holds your Nadur is meaningless. Apparently, Rabbi Yossi holds that Nadur Bedavar Asr is not Chal. My love. Rabbi Yehuda, sounds like Rabbi Yaakov. So Rabbi Yehuda holds that a Nazir Shimshon is a good Naziris, even though Shimshon was a Dover HaAsr, Hashem made him into a Nazir. He holds like Rabbi Yaakov that by Bechor, the Netter is effective, because you don't need Dover HaNadr, apparently. The Amr Leibin and Dover HaNadr. Bad Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Shimon who holds that Nazir Shimshon is not an effective Naziris, because Shimshon was a Dover HaAsr and not a Dover HaNadr, so like Rabbi Yossi. He holds like Rabbi Yossi that Bechor is also not effective. Bechor, one Machloikis will be totally in the other Machloikis. The Omar, the Rabbi Yossi holds, Be'in and Dover HaNadr, you do need a Dover HaNadr. So just like Bechor is not good, who then Shimshon will not be good. And since the Gemara Loi, the Kuliyama Be'in and Dover HaNadr, everybody holds that we do need a Dover HaNadr. And as the Rush brings down over here, it could be that Rabbi Yehuda also will hold you need a Dover HaNadr. And then we'll have to understand, if Rabbi Yehuda holds you need a Dover HaNadr, how can he hold the Nazirus Shimshon is good, L'char Shimshon is a Dover Aser? So we'll see this in a moment. But in the machloikis between Rabbi Yaakov and Rabbi Yossi, we could say that everybody holds you need a Dover HaNadr. Shiny Gabi Bechor. So why does Rav Yaakov hold that it's Aser, it's not a Dover HaNadr, Shiny Gabi Bechor, it is considered a Dover HaNadr, Dichsiv Bey, because the Pasuk says, in Bamidbar Perek Lamed Pasuk Gimel, Ish Ki Yidor Neder Lashem. L'Rabbi says a Bechor, that even something that is Kaddish to Hashem, that is also something that one could be matvis as a neder. Rabbi Yossi Amalacha Hu Lashem Iboyle, the Rabbis Chatzvashim. Rabbi Yossi says, no, you need a Dover HaNadr, and a Bechor is not considered a Dover HaNadr. We'll see later why Rabbi Yehuda says it is considered a Dover HaNadr. But I, Rabbi Yossi, that it's not a Dover HaNadr. So what is Lashem being Marba? What item is sanctified to Hashem, which Lachor is a Dover HaAsr, and yet I can consider it a Dover HaNadr and use it effectively for a Neder? Miboyle, the Rabbis Chatas Va'asham, as Taisus and Divrei HaMaskel, the Rabbis Chatas Va'asham says, that I would have thought that an oil and a Shlomim which come through in a dove, that's a dover HaNadr, because I'm deciding to bring a present to the Beis HaMikdash of an oil or a shlam. But a chatas or an ashim which come only for an aveira, that's a chayva. That's not a dover HaNadr. Kamash mon lashem, the word lashem is marba, kol mili davel lashem, that even chatas or ashim is also considered effective for a nether. So the Gemara wants to know what, in fact, is the difference between a bechor and a chatzav hashem. Umara isla rabbis chatzav hashem u lahoytzias a bechor. What is the reason, in fact, that chatzav hashem is considered a dover another, which we learn out from the ribui of lashem, and you are memayit bechor that it's not. The answer is marba ni chatzav hashem shekema tfisan benetter. Even though it comes for a choiv, as Taisa said, but I can decide which animal is going to be the chatzav, which animal is going to be the hashem. Asham. So therefore, it's effective to use it as atfasa. Something else, you could be matvis in a chatas v'asham, because chatas v'asham itself, I have some measure of independent determination of what's going to be the chatas and the asham. That's considered not a davar asher, it's considered a davar nader. But umaytzi on the yes abachar she'ein matvisa b'neder. A bechor is kadosh mirechem, it has kedusha when it's born, and therefore I don't decide which animal should be a bechor. The first animal that's born from this mother is a bechor. Therefore, it's definitely considered davar aser, and therefore it will not be effective to be matvis a bechor for a neder. For Rabbi Yaakov or Malach, Rabbi Yaakov, who says a bechor is also considered a davar neder, bechor nami matvis a benederu. You can also be matvis in a neder. The sanya shall base Rabbeinu Amru, the house, the yeshiva of our Rabbeinu. This refers to Rabbi, who's known as Rabbeinu Akadosh. That the yeshiva of Rabbi said, minayin l'noilud loy bechor b'toychedru. How do I know if someone had a bechor amongst his flock? She mitzvah lov lagdisha. They has a mitzvah to speak out, as Tosfos says, tugdash b'bechor, that this should become kadosh as a bechor, even though it's kadosh mirechem. The pasuk says in Devarim Perek Tezvav pasuk Yotes, call habchor asher yivolei bevkorecha ubitzoincha hazocher tagdish Hashem alkecha. Even though it's a bechor, you still have a mitzvah of being mekadeshit. So there's still an independent action or speech that the person is doing to say it is kadosh. It's still considered, according to Rabbi Yaakov, as being a davar anader. I have some shaychus to this thing. It's not coming everything all automatically by itself. Rabbi Yaisi Yomelech, Rabbi Yaisi will tell you, Nehede mitzvah lagdisha. You're right. It's a mitzvah to be magdishit. But Eloi magdishit, let's say he didn't do that mitzvah. Miloi kaddish is not kaddish. So therefore, it's tama mitzvah bi'alma. But since there, it becomes kaddish, even without me saying so, according to Rabbi Yaisi, it's considered definitely a davar ha'aser, and therefore that fasa will not help. And here is where the Rush tells us that the Gemara's maskana is that everybody holds you need a davar anader. The question is whether Bechor could still be considered a davar anader or not. What about considering Nazir Shimshon? So Rav Shimon holds it's not a good Naziris because it is a davar ha'aser. Masha Enkin Rav Yehuda holds it's not that he argues according to the Gemara now, says the Rush. And he goes, no, you don't need davar anader. Davar aser is also good. But the Rush gives one of three possibilities. Either he darshens Lashem, which we find by Naziris as well, ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir lahazir Lashem. So just like we were darshening Lashem for Bechor, we'll darshen Lashem for Naziris Shimshon. So really, you always need a davar hanader. But Nazir Shimshon, we learn out from Lashem. Or Tosfos says that there was a davar hanader by Shimshon because Manoyach, his father, as we find later in the Masechta, Ha'ish Madras B'nai B'Nazir, a father can make his son become a Nazir. So therefore, Manoyach, after he heard from the Malach, in fact, was Madir Shimshon to become a Nazir, so that it was a davar hanader. Or the Rush suggests that Shimshon himself, when he grew older, was mekabel nazirus upon himself. But really, everybody could hold that you need a davar hanader. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, this was a davar hanader. Rabbi Shimon disagrees and says no, that Shimshon never made himself a nazir. His father didn't make himself a nazir. There is no ribi from Lashem. The Gemara later will find out why there is no ribi Lashem. But therefore, he considers nazir Shimshon not to be effective because it's a davar aser. Asking more question, Gabi Nazir Nami Yaksiv Lashem. Why does Rab Shimon not learn out, just like Rab Yaakov learned that Bechor from Lashem were marber, that a Bechor is effective for to be Matvis and Eteron, so why can't I become a Nazir like Nazira Shimshin, where it also says Lashem, Ishki Yaflu Linder Neder Nazir Lazar Lashem? The Gemara answers that Rab Shimon will learn that Hashem
for something else. Ahumi boil the Kedetzani, like we learned in a Brice, Amr Shimon HaTzadik. Shimon HaTzadik, like we find in Pirkei Avos, was Mishiyori Knesset HaGdoila. He was from the leftovers of the great assembly, which had 120 Gedoili Ador on it. And he said, Miyom Elechalti Asham Nazir Nazir Tameh. I never ate from an Asham of a Nazir Tameh. As Tosfos explains, other Ashamas he ate. But in Ashim Nazir, he was afraid that the person who made himself a Nazir because of for some reason he wanted to become Naziris, but he only allotted himself 30 days. Now that he became Tommy, the clock starts ticking again. So he has to start all over again. Then he'll have Charata why he ever made the Neder. There'll be a Pesach to say that the whole Naziris was not an effective Naziris, had he known what the repercussions would be. And therefore, perhaps his Korban Naziris that he brings at the end of his Naziris will not be a real Korban of a Nazir, because his Naziris was not a real Naziris, because there is Makom to say that the Naziris was never Chal. He really never meant to become a Nazir. So therefore, he never used to eat an Asham from someone who had to start his Naziris over again because it became Tameh, Chutz Miyadam Echad. There was one exception. Shabal Laiman Adorim, he came to me from the south. Yefei Nami had beautiful eyes with Toiv Roy, very handsome. Ukvetzois of Sidurus, his locks were piled up, Loi Taltol, in curls. He had beautiful hair. Amartaloi, Beni, my son, Mare Isla Shachash Seir Nozeh, when you're going to become to the end of your Naziris, you're going to have to shave your head, all your hair. So why did you want to accept Naziris if at the end you know you're going to have to shave all this beautiful hair off? Omar Lee said to me, Roya Yisila Avi Be'iri, I was a shepherd for my father in my city. And I went to draw water from the stream. I looked in my reflection, Shali, Upachaz Yitzrelai, my Yitzar surged on me, and it wanted to remove me, banish me from the world. I said to the Yitzar, Reika, you good for nothing. Why are you haughty in a world that doesn't belong to you? Your end, the body will be Leois, Rima Vesalea, worms and maggots. So avoid, I make a shrew, I swear, by the Holy Service of the Beis HaMikdash, Shagal Chol Shmayim, L'Shmayah, that I will shave off all this hair for Hashem. So he had been mekabel, the original Naziris, with a passion. Shimon HaTzadik says, I stood up, I kissed him on his head, and I said to him, K'moyscha yerbu Nazirim b'Yisrael, like you should be Nazirim in Yisrael. Olecha, Kosovim, concerning you, the Torah said, Ish ki yafli lindor neder nazir l'hazir l'Hashem. You did it totally shem shemayim. As Tosfos explains, such a Nazir, even if it becomes Tommy, we're not afraid that he has Charata on his original Naziris. Oh, I only did it for 30 days. I had some problem and I was Makabal 30 days Naziris, but not more than 30. And if I become Tommy and I have to start the clock ticking again from square one, such a Naziris I don't want. My Korban is really not a Korban Naziris. No, a person is Makabal with such Yerushimaim, such passion. So even if he becomes Tommy, he'll start all over and he'll never regret that he became a Nazir. That is the only Asham Nazir Tommy that Shimon HaTzadik ate from. And where is this all based on? The Pasuk, L'Hashem, you have to do it totally, the Naziris, L'Shem Shemayim. So that's why Reb Shimon does not have L'Hashem to be Marbev a Naziris Shimshin. And since the Dover Osir, therefore, Reb Shimon holds that Nazir Shimshin is not effective. Frag the Gemara of a Shimshin, Lav Nazir Havit. Shimshin was not a regular Nazir. That's apparently what Reb Shimon holds. Otherwise, the Dover Anutter. Why shouldn't it be effective? And we mentioned before, it's possible that even Reb Yehuda holds that he wasn't a regular Nazir. It depends on the Pshatim and the Rush. If his father made him a Nazir, yes, he was. If he himself made himself a Nazir later, yes, he was. But if the pshat is that it's that Rabbi Yehuda learns it from the Ribri of Lashem, because he doesn't use it concerning Shimon HaTzadik, that whole story. He uses Lashem to tell us that even though Nazir Shimshin would be classified as a Isser and not a Dover HaNutter, but Lashem is Marba Nazir Shimshin as well. But Be'etzem, he's not really considered a Davar Nutter. So the Gemara is asking this question, both on Reb Yehuda, according to the Pshat of the Rush, and also on Reb Shimon. V'shimshen lav nazar aviv aksiv ki nazir l'kim yi'anam in abetan. And the Gemara thinks at this time that the Malach was telling Manoach and his wife that you should make him, as Tosfos here explains, you should make him ha'ish madir benoy benazir, make him into a nazir. The Gemara answers, no. Hasa malachu dekamar. The Malach was saying he's going to be, whether you like it or not, whether you make him a nazir or not, Hashem has already made him a nazir from the moment of his birth, and therefore he's not a regular nazir, and Reb Shimon is saying that he's considered a davar asur and not a davar nutter. Ask the Gemara, how do we know that a Nazir Shimshin is not obligated in Tumah L'Mesim? Must be, because you learned it from Shimshin. That Shimshin was Metamah L'Mesim. Freidig Mormonon did Tumah L'Mesim. How do we know that Shimshin was Metamah L'Mesim? Elam, if you're going to say Melechsev, it says in the Pasuk, Bilechia Chamori Kisi Elefish, with the jaw of the donkey, I smote 1,000 men. I killed them. Dil Megurui Gari Behu, as Taisa says, I shot them like arrows. Veloi Naga Behu, and I never touched them. How do you know that they died? And in the process of killing them, that Shimshin became Tame. Elam Yachah from here. Vayach Miam Shloi Shemish. Shimshin hit 30 people. He killed them. Vayikas Chalit Taisim. He took their garments. And the Gemara understood that he first killed them, and then he was metame when he took off their garments. Frey the Gemara Dilma Ashlechinam Bereisha Vahadir Katlina. Maybe first he removed their garments from him; they were naked, and then he killed them. And when he killed them, he did not touch them. So how do we know from there that he was metame lemesim? Answers the Gemara: no. What's the order of the pasuk? Vayach, he hit them, he killed them, and then vayikach. Then it says he took the clothing. So he had to be metame when he took the clothing off them. Frayding Gemara v'dil magoy shavin. Maybe when he hit them, he put them into the throes of death. They were geises, but they had not died yet. There was no tumah yet. How do we know they actually died? And here the Rush and Tosfos both ask, but doesn't the Gemara tell us that a nazir is usur to touch a gose, someone who is about to die, and at any moment he could die? A nazir has a prohibition from being metamet, from touching him. So what's Gemara's question? Maybe he made them a goises, but the nazir is not allowed to be metamet to a goises either. So Tosfos answers that what the Gemara means is korav legoisin, that maybe he made them into goisin, but when he touched them, it was even a moment before they became a goisis. And the Rush answers, perhaps there's a difference between goisis b'day shemayim and goisis b'day adam. Which goisis can a nazir not touch? That's a goisis b'day adam. But here was a goisis min shemayim. It was something, I think the Rush saying the opposite. In other words, that if it's min shemayim that he's a goises, then you can't be matam. But here by Shimshin, it was something that was brought about by Shimshin, and therefore perhaps goises and b'day adam, one could be matameh. So the Gemara's bottom line question is, how do I know, in fact, that Shimshin was matameh? Maybe he made them only a goisin, and there would be a teirim for him to touch them at that time. Answers the Gemara, Ela Gemara, give me real. You have to say that this was a Kabbalah, that Einach Nami, we don't have a rye from the Pasuk, but this is something, Torah Shebal Peh, that it was an oral tradition that was handed down from generation to generation, that in fact, Shimshin first killed them, and then he took their clothing, and that would be a raya that Nazir Shimshin, although he's usher to drink wine and taglachas, take a haircut, but he is mutter to be metamah l'meisim, and according to the Shita of Rabbi Yehuda, he's mutter even l'chatchila to be metamah l'meisim, as we see from Shimshin.